Sefer Bamidbar opens with an instruction to count the Jewish people. Su'u es rosh kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Rashi tells us, because Hashem loved his children, the Jewish people, so much, he counts them constantly. Constantly. And Rashi gives three examples of when he counts them. Now, there's an obvious question. What does that mean, constantly? Constantly? I mean, if you look at Rashi's examples, you see there are two places in the Torah where Hashem says, count the Jewish people after the Chet Egel, and right here after God settled His Shechina in the Mishkan. So I count two times constantly. How does that compute to God counts them us constantly because He loves us so much? I believe the answer is found in the third place, okay, which Rashi lists first, and that is God counted us when we left Egypt. Where is that? Where do we find that God counts us when we left Egypt? Was there an instruction to count the Jewish people when they left Egypt? No. Not that I know of. What is he referring to? He refers to a pasuk in Parshas Bo, where the Torah, in its narration, God in his narration of the story, makes mention in passing that there were 600,000 Jews who left Egypt. What we learn from this, what we're seeing here, is that God hadn't at all instructed us to count the Jews. So how does God, so to speak, funny question, have the number of Jews who left Egypt? Well, that's because he is in constant full awareness. He's constantly computing and keeping an account of exactly how many Jews there are. And therefore, that's why the Torah, where the Torah makes mention that there were 600,000 Jews who left Egypt. Okay, what we see from this, once again, is that God actually is counting us at every single moment, every single second, due to his great love for us. Just as Rashi, the opening Rashi in our Parsha, just as Rashi described to us, the two times in Parshas, in this week's Parshas Bamidbar and in Parshas Kisisa, where the Jewish people count, are counted as a census nationally, that's a specific, unique situation where God instructed us to count ourselves. But God was counting us and is counting us always, because he we are his most valued possession in this universe. Shabbat Shalom.